Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast. This is the 30th in the series of Life Notes titled, What Did Jesus Say? This episode is, Your Will Be Done. The Gospel message is from Matthew 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This passage comes from the Lord's Prayer. Many of us repeat it, often mindlessly, on Sundays in church. The sentiment for God's will to be done is found throughout the Bible. One memorable usage occurs when Jesus, praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, asks God to spare him the agony of the crucifixion. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done. That's Luke 22, verse 42. The traditional understanding of this thought is that circumstances can go either our way or God's way. In this sense, when we say, Your will be done, we affirm that we want God to turn events as God would have them, not necessarily the way we prefer. There's another way to interpret these words, however, which is to treat them as an acknowledgement that God's will be done, instead of as our willing submission to God's wisdom. In other words, it does not matter what we desire, what we plead for, God's will be done regardless. If God's will is what is, then God's will is playing out all of the time. If God's will is always being done, then what we experience moment by moment is the unfolding of that will, although not necessarily the completion of that will. I do not believe it is God's will that we suffer, whether from cancer, depression, or a broken heart. Rather, hurting is a natural part of our human condition, as is joy, and we cannot have one without the other. Likewise, death is a natural part of life in an earthly body. Everything on earth is born, lives, and dies, and its earthbound elements are remade into something new. Death must happen to allow new life because the earth is a closed system. Whatever and whomever we have or love that is of the earth will deteriorate and die. Only the spirit that animates that life is immortal. Accepting that pain is a natural part of life, particularly in the context of God's will relentlessly being done, it is helpful to distinguish between pain and suffering. Pain happens to all of us at various times throughout our lives. Physical and emotional wounds are part of our being. Suffering is different, however. How much we suffer from our pain is, at least in part, a choice we make. We often exacerbate our pain by mentally and emotionally focusing on a perceived loss of control because of the pain. We feel someone else is pulling the strings of our lives. We get frustrated, we feel life is not fair, and we suffer. Indeed, someone else is pulling the strings. Rather than a fatalistic fact, however, the good news is that God invites us to co-create the direction and experience of our lives. But we must first submit to co-creating in a way consistent with the will that we are resisting. It is our resistance that causes us to suffer. Discerning God's will in our lives is a challenge for anyone seeking to align their desires to God's. We can discern the unfolding of God's will by what we see happening around us. We cannot, however, so easily discern the direction of that unfolding, nor the specifics of how the course of events will develop. And that is where we can step in as co-participants, in the specifics of the unfolding of God's will. A daily prayer practice is vital in aligning our will with God's. A significant portion of that practice may be spent in silence, not petitioning God for what we want, but opening ourselves to God, surrendering to God's purposes, and listening for God's subtle guidance. We may not be in ultimate control, but we can become intimate participants in what is becoming, as opposed to being a helpless victim. It is inconceivable that a loving God would will us to be miserable. We do that to ourselves. When we can place our painful moments in a larger context, trusting that this too is God's will unfolding into something new and beautiful, we can reduce our suffering. As Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, all things work together for good for those who love God. As we learn to surrender to and recognize God's will working all things together for good, we honor and acknowledge the place where God resides within us. We reveal who we truly are in Christ. God's will be done, with or without our conscious participation. You have been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my life notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand, wishing you peace and every good.